This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two top officials in southern Afghanistan, including a police commander, General Abdul Razik, have been shot and killed. That shooting occurred during a visit by top American general in Afghanistan. The provincial intelligence chief was also killed in that attack, and a governor of Kandahar was wounded. American General Scott Miller was unharmed, but two Americans, including a soldier, were wounded. Miller was visiting the Kandahar governor's compound for a meeting. Local media said the participants were making their way to a helipad when the shooting occurred. Razik had survived several Taliban attacks on his life. From Kabul, VOA correspondent Aisha Tanzim said Razik was powerful and influential.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says
he was also the commander who had put, by some accounts and in the words of some people, fear in the hearts of Taliban. So he had secured Kandahar at a time when other provinces in Afghanistan are facing serious security threats.
And the Taliban has claimed responsibility for that attack. It said an infiltrator carried out the attack, which it said was aimed at both Razik and the American general. The U.S. Justice Department has begun investigating allegations of child sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. That's according to people familiar with the investigation. The investigation follows a Pennsylvania grand jury report in August, noting that more than 300 Catholic priests in the state had sexually abused children for decades and that church leaders covered them up. Prosecutors said Thursday that people linked to the Venezuelan government and the Mexican companies conspired to overcharge Venezuela for basic food aid packages, known as CLAP packages. The food is supposedly subsidized by Venezuela's Socialist Administration to provide a bare level of subsistence to many families facing hunger amid the country's hyperinflation and economic breakdown. This is VOA.